For psychology professor Karen James, the pen is truly mightier than the keyboard.
Well, I can handwrite a lot faster than I can type, let's put it that way.
So, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I've never been able to type well.
That isn't to say James believes teaching kids to type well isn't important, but James's research at Indiana University has garnered national attention for why teaching handwriting is important for young brains. Rewind for a moment to 2008. James wanted to see how the parts of the brain that help adults read get activated in young kids. She suspected it had something to do with teaching kids to recognize letters. So James conducted an experiment. She scanned the brains of a dozen 4- and 5-year-olds who couldn't read yet. Then she split the kids into two groups.
We had one group that printed letters and one group that just saw the letters and were told, you know, this is an A, this is a B, you know.
James scanned their brains again 4 weeks later. The group that just saw the letters didn't really show much change. Not so with the other group, the children who learned to write the letters. With those kids, that part of the brain that helps adults read lit up on the brain scans.
It's not just that you're using your hands to create the letters, because typing seems to be quite different from handwriting. It's that you're actually creating those forms with your hands. That seems to be making the difference in brain activation patterns.
And that would mean teaching kids handwriting is critical to teaching kids how to read. But new national standards take focus away from handwriting. Indiana adopted the Common Core State Standards last year, a set of curriculum requirements now adopted by 43 other states. They emphasize keyboarding skills, but make little mention of handwriting. But as important as James's research suggests handwriting to be, not all experts agree how it applies to schools.
This is a very good study, but this kind of finding is a long way from the classroom.
Vanderbilt University education professor Steve Graham says teaching handwriting and typing are both important, but he says teaching printing and cursive takes a lot of time. So he suggests the solution is for schools to teach just one type of handwriting.
That could be cursive or it could be manuscript, and I think that's the decision of individual states and individual schools to make, but it would be a travesty for kids if we don't make sure that they're not legible and fluent handwriters, as well as fluent typists.
Even with the national curriculum changes, don't expect schools to suddenly abandon handwriting altogether. Kathleen Wright works for Zahner Bloser Publishing, which sells handwriting textbooks. From her perspective, it isn't that fewer schools are teaching handwriting. It's that those who do teach handwriting teach less of it.
People are not teaching it as far into the elementary years as they were before. So whereas we used to sell, maybe an elementary school would buy the program K-5, they may now buy it K-3.
But that doesn't really worry Wright. Her company was born in the 1800s at about the same time as the typewriter became popular. People worried then that it, too, would put an end to teaching penmanship.
And there was a lot of conversation at the time about, you know, is handwriting going to go away? We have this typewriter. And there were a lot of interesting pieces written at that time, too. So
yeah. It's sort of like the death of newspapers in a way. You know, they're still here.
Right. You've got it.
So maybe for now, the pen or pencil will remain just as mighty as the keyboard. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.